That's 27 Rec with a W.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
I remember a teacher that I had. Now, I went through the seventh grade. I went to the seventh grade. I left home when I was 10 years old because I was hungry. And I used to, this is true. I work in the summer and I go to school in the winter. But I had this one teacher. He was the principal of the Harrison School in Vincennes, Indiana. To me, this was the greatest teacher, a real sage of my time, anyhow. He had such wisdom. And we were all reciting the Pledge of Allegiance one day. And he walked over, this little old teacher. Mr. Laswell was his name. Mr. Laswell. He says, he says, I've been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester, and it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. If I may I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word? I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag, our standard, oh glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect. Because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together. States. Individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose, and that's love for country. And to the Republic, Republic, a state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people, and it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people. For which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation, and justice. The principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance, under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer? And that would be eliminated from schools, too.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's some
do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Joe Biden leads President Trump in the new Fox News poll on the election.
If the election were held today, the new poll shows the Democrat, Biden, with a 48 to 40% edge over the president. Just last month, it was even at 42%.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Voters think the former vice president would do a better job on health care and the coronavirus pandemic. The president has a slight edge on the economy. A third man's arrested for the murder of a black man jogging in Georgia.
The Georgia Bureau of Investigation arrested 50-year-old William Roddy Bryan on felony murder charges. He's responsible for filming the encounter that led to 25-year-old Ahmaud Arbery's death. Bryan's attorney says Bryan was only a witness to the crime. This comes 2 weeks after 64-year-old Gregory McMichael and his 34-year-old son Travis were arrested and charged with Arbery's murder.
Fox's Kevin Cork. America's listening to Fox News.
Real men of genius.
Real men of genius.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Not Ready for Memorial Day.
Mr. Not Ready for Memorial Day.
Very soon, you'll be required to put on a swimsuit and parade your 230-pound beer and nacho storage facility around the lake.
Haven't lost my winter fat.
As you frolic in the water, it occurs to everyone that with a couple of nipple rings, you could serve as a human boat dock.
Everyone ashore now.
You're not just providing shade for sunbathers. Let's face it, the last time something blocked out this much sun, the dinosaurs disappeared.
Spinosaurus Rex now.
So go ahead, see if your 1,000-pound ass can influence the tide. Do a cannonball and force the entire state to live in FEMA trailers. Because after all, sooner or later, the Coast Guard will lure you out to sea with whale song.
Mr. Not Ready for Memorial Day.
Is it Memorial Weekend? Sure doesn't feel like it, does it?
No, I mean, it's different than ever before.
Somewhere in our pile of news this morning, it says that 95% of people are not going anywhere this Memorial Weekend. I think that may be a little bit high.
If you looked at I-65 in the last 48 hours, the answer to that is wrong.
Yeah, I would think. Of course, there's still a bunch of states under lockdown. In Michigan, the governor there said you can't visit your summer home in the Upper Peninsula if you live in the lower. Then they caught her, guess where, at her summer home in the Upper Peninsula.
Oh, I love that. I love they caught her.
Yeah, interesting. But we won't have to worry about it much longer because Joe Biden, according to Fox, just now is going to be president.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the... You know the thing.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
I'm scanning reports from area airports. I don't see, well, let's see. Greenville is a little misty, but most airports are reporting pretty good visibility right now. Yeah, most of them. Oh, except Fort Rucker's 3/4 of a mile. Okay. All right, so you could run into fog. Oh, Fort Benning has got down to 1/4 mile. You could run into some fog in a few spots. Today will be a hotter day. It was feast or famine yesterday. The airport got 1.15 inches of rain and it ended up with 1.18. That's really good. On the east side, you know, half an inch.
That's what we have, 45.
Some towns, nothing. Today, hotter, high around 90. A little more humid. In fact, dew points in the 70s today. Oh, gosh. Scattered pop-up storms, especially this afternoon and this evening. Low tonight, 69. Tomorrow's high in the low 90s. Sunday's high in the low to mid-90s. We'll be near 90 on Memorial Day Monday. And each day, random pop-up showers and storms, feast or famine. The chances of it raining each day this weekend are 100%, but not at your house. Chances are it won't rain at your house. You follow me? Yes, it's going to rain, but probably not at your house. That's just, I know it's hard to explain. Not much change on Tuesday and Wednesday. Beach forecast, high in the low to mid-80s, widely scattered storms. Better chance on Monday. Water temperature, it's a little cool, 76. Right now this morning, we have a 400-foot overcast. It's 69 degrees at 610.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you know what this weekend is?
3-day weekend.
Memorial Day weekend.
Memorial Day weekend.
Memorial Day weekend.
Memorial Day weekend.
Ah, Memorial Day. A day when our war heroes are honored by even the most liberal of media.
Monday's Memorial Day.
Americans honor those who have given their lives in service to our nation.
Memorial Day.
Land of the free because of the brave.
Let's start the show.
This is absolutely shocking. Did you see the survey? 2,000 Americans revealed just 43%. We're aware of why we celebrate Memorial Weekend.
Yeah, well, some people just think it's a day to grill out, but it's so much more. My two brothers at Arlington will have flags, U.S. flags, posted right next to their gravestones this weekend. I love that the Wreaths Across America people do that. There are a lot of people that have no idea what it stands for.
46% of respondents, less than half, knew what Memorial Day is and that it's celebrated on the, it's not the last Monday of May, it's the fourth Monday of May.
Right.
So the people that wrote this are wrong. 21% believe Memorial Day falls on the last Sunday of May. When asked about the moment of remembrance, the moment where Americans are asked to pause for duration of 1 minute to remember those who have died in military service, half of those have never heard of it. A third of respondents were able to select the correct time for when it takes place, 3 o'clock, your local time. And half polled also had not heard the term Gold Star Family. And, well, I learned that because everybody, all the parents I grew up with in our neighborhood, many had lost somebody in World War II. So that's how I learned about Gold Star families.
We had two stars on our window during the late 60s, mm-hmm. indicating that two of our family members were in Vietnam.
Well, we have an interesting kind of weather-related thing coming up, and a hoax parody of the Weather Channel in their Memorial Weekend forecast coming up. And a lot more as we get cranked up here with the William Tell Wake Up next at 6:12.
Alabama News Network, I'm Jalea Brooks. The Alabama Department of Public Health is reporting at least 529 deaths related to coronavirus. 13,000 people have tested positive for the virus across the state, and more than 1,500 people have been hospitalized due to COVID-19 since March 13th. New amended health orders will allow more Alabama businesses to reopen over the Memorial Day weekend. Governor Kay Ivey made the announcement Thursday despite growing COVID-19 case numbers. Entertainment venues like theaters, casinos, bowling alleys, and arcades can now reopen. Youth sports practices can resume, and daycares and summer camps can open. Montgomery County Probate Judge J.C. Love is requesting nearly $87,000 more to make voting in the upcoming primary runoff safer for voters and election workers amid coronavirus concerns. And those are some of the top stories this morning. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Jalea Brooks.
Hey, bada, bada, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372 3784 Equal Housing Lender.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and we are thrilled to be open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. We are loaded with hundreds of mattresses on sale from great factories, Serta, Jameson, Beautyrest, Southern, and others. New models have arrived, but I still have loads of discontinued models to liquidate. Save hundreds on hybrids, latex, memory foam, and plain old mattresses as I have to clear out over 50 models to make room for the new stuff. This sale is limited to stock, so hurry in for the best selection. We have many twin long mattresses in stock and adjustable bases on sale. All beds and headboards are also on sale. No interest financing is available with approved credit, and we offer delivery throughout Central Alabama. Mr. Sandman is a stocking dealer with three warehouses packed with inventory, so you can have a new mattress, bed, or adjustable base today. Voted Montgomery's favorite mattress store for 20 years on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Mr. Sandman. If you need a plumber, call a plumber. If you need an electrician, call an electrician. Now, if you need excellent service on your heating and air, call Mays Heating and Air, 361-1895. Mays Heating and Air is locally owned and has been around for over 33 years. You can take advantage of Mays' lower overhead and lower prices. Trust your family's comfort and your biggest investment, your home, to Mays Heating and Air. Their work is guaranteed, and they'll be there when you need them. Mays Heating and Air offers smart financing with Alabama Power and Spire, including commercial replacements. If you've been shocked by an estimate from another dealer, then you'll want to call Mays Heating and Air for a free estimate. Play it safe. It's time to get your spring checkup. Right now, it's a real deal. Call Mays. It pays for heating and air service and new or replacement units. 361-1895. 361-1895. Or go to maysclimate at gmail.com. State Alabama license number 89388.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the William Tell Wake Up at 6:16.
Weekend forecast from the Weather Channel. Look for a flurry of activity in the liquor store, turning to widely scattered drinking throughout the weekend. Continued high pressure of social distancing leading to less than enthusiastic mask wearing. There will be a high likelihood of dad burning burgers on the grill, followed by mom's potato salad with too much mayonnaise. Chance of kicking off the summer by seeing a blockbuster in a movie theater, 0%. And that's your Memorial Day weekend forecast from the Weather Channel.
Presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
And from the world of science, this startling discovery by a Texas meteorologist said that a swarm of bats large enough to be picked up by radar emerged from the Frio Bat Cave in Uvalde County on Wednesday night. The radar footage shows the millions of Mexican free-tailed bats, which, by the way, don't carry the Wuhan virus, encountering a thunderstorm. So the footage shows a gust front, a powerful wind created by torrential rains, pushing downwards and outwards, colliding with the swarm of bats, dispersing the flying animals.
That's amazing. We see rings on the radar frequently in the morning from swarms of birds.
Birds migrating into.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I didn't know that could happen. Bats. Every weekday afternoon at 5:10, Brett McDonald tells us what happened on Wall Street and how it's ultimately going to affect our money. It's time well spent, but even better is to see him in person by calling 387-0094 and giving a professional team of financial planners a chance to look at your budget and show you, without sacrificing your lifestyle, how you can build something so the next time there's a coronavirus or whatever world event makes everybody nervous, you'll be able to at least get through it with a fallback option, you know, a nest egg. It's really important to have that. It makes all the difference in the world in times like this. And it's easy to get started. Just call 387-0094. No obligation. Don't walk in with money or anything else. Just a chance to sit down and have the educational experience and the empowering experience of financial planning. 387-0094. It's a great team at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. At 6:21, the timeline for the 22nd of May is next. First, let's see what our accident tote board is up to. Skipper.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have our first accident of the morning. This is going to be on Highway 80. If you are coming in from Selma to Montgomery, it's going to be in your lane. It is affecting both lanes of traffic, however. So if you've got business in Selma and you're headed out Highway 80 this morning, that'll be a little bit of a problem for you. Multiple vehicles on the scene, moderate crash. It'll take them a few minutes to clean it up. Around Montgomery, we've still got light to little moderate traffic. Some congestion right at I-85 and Highway 331 at Norman Bridge. Federal Drive a little busy into Atlanta Highway this morning. That's about it. I-65 and 85 both looking good this morning, rolling at the speed limit through downtown Montgomery. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
This station presents... No! Really? Wow!
AAA expects record low travel for Memorial Day due to coronavirus.
No!
With stay-at-home orders still in effect, Americans are expected to stay at home.
Really?
Instead of driving to a barbecue, you could host a Zoom barbecue.
Wow!
Don't want to go to a Zoom barbecue? Just blow it off by pretending you forgot what day it is.
This has been... No! Really? Wow!
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your insurance agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with another state, another country? Get a local independent agent with Auto Owners Insurance, someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent that will protect you in that moment. Visit My Stark Agency in Montgomery at mystark.com.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
This is Tracy Kelly with ASE Credit Union, and we like to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting because of the flexibility of packages they offer and broad demographic reach of their stations.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
25 with the timeline for May the 22nd. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
143rd day of the year, 223 days left. National Cooler Day. I suppose that means coolers that you put drinks and food in, I suppose.
Yeah.
On Memorial Day weekend. There'll be a lot of people with coolers up at the lake and just out. People want out.
Yep.
It's National Road Trip Day. People want out. It's National Title Track Day. People want title track. I don't know what that means. It's National Wig Out Day. What do you do on National Wig Out Day?
Get out.
You join the wig party?
I don't know.
62 years ago, 1958, Jerry Lee Lewis arrives in England to begin his first tour of the UK, although after confirming to the press that he did marry his 13-year-old first cousin, the tour was canceled. 1965, Ticket to Ride by the Beatles peaks at number one. What do you say we do a song from the Stones as our song of the day? Not only did it reach number one on this date, but it's the first featuring a sitar released this month back in 1966. Students, this one has a couple of strong hooks, like this one right here. Oh, yeah, Rolling Stones, Paint It Black. This is your timeline. It's 627.
I see a red door and I want it painted black. Them to turn black. I see the girls go by dressed in their summer clothes. I have to turn my head until my darkness goes. I see a line of cars and they are painted black. Flowers and my love hope never to come back.
Also the theme song of a CBS TV show called Tour of Duty. Great one to use, too. Speaking of the Rolling Stones, and we are speaking of the Rolling Stones, 1971 Sticky Finger by the Stones hits number one on the Billboard chart, the album chart. It contains Brown Sugar, Wild Horses, Can't You Hear Me Knocking. On this date in 72, Richard Nixon becomes the first U.S. president to visit Moscow and the USSR. In 1977, Janet Guthrie became the first female driver to qualify for the Indy 500. 1980, the original Pac-Man arcade video game was released in Japan.
It's, what is that, 40 years old? Is that the 40th anniversary?
1980, 40 years ago, yeah.
Wow. The guy
it hit the U.S. Florida, 5 months later.
Who would go, we had a station bar across the street. That was kind of our place. He would go over there every night of the week. Get himself a cocktail. And he would sit there and play Pac-Man for 2 or 3 hours. That's all he'd do.
Love that game.
What city was I recently in?
Well, you went down to the beach.
No. This was a weather conference. And I sent you a snapshot, too. They had our broadcaster's dinner.
Oh, yeah.
At a place that had pinball. All pinball machines.
Yes.
And they gave us a bunch of tokens.
Mm-hmm.
And we played pinball all night. I forget what city we were in. That could have been Huntsville. 1986 on this date, Cher calls David Letterman an a-hole on the late night with David Letterman on NBC.
Wow, she was honest once. Let me write that down.
Yeah. Oh, this is a big date in history. 1990, Microsoft releases Windows 3.0.
We just had it installed on on our computer.
That's right. We finally got rid of it, actually.
Oh, that's
got
true.
We went from Windows 3 to Windows 10.
Wow. 28 years ago, 92, this is the day that Johnny Carson, Doc Severinsen, and Ed McMahon retired from The Tonight Show after 30 years.
Oh,
but technically,
man, it
was Johnny who retired because Ed and Doc, they didn't have a choice. On this date in 96, the first Mission Impossible movie was released. 2005, let's see. Oh, yeah, the guy who was the voice of Tony the Tiger.
Raven, what's it? Thurl
Ravenscroft. Weather. And plus, you're the mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Yep.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas. He died at the age of 91 on this date in 2005. 12 years ago in 2008, the fourth Indiana Jones movie, Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, the worst one, was released.
So I know where I was, because I went to see that the weekend it came out.
That was the suckiest one.
What a horrible, horrible film.
Terrible. But I just rewatched the first one the other day, and I had forgotten, God, how great it is.
Yeah.
It's just great.
I've never seen it.
Oh, my gosh, it's so good. You know what it is? It's the old Saturday afternoon at the movie theater, Western, you
is
know,
is that where the one with the big boulder chases her? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 2007, Ariana Grande's concert at the Manchester Arena was bombed. Oh, I remember that. Islamic extremists killed 22 people, injured 116 others, traumatized thousands, including her. She didn't tour for quite a while. Apollo Ohno, no relation to the other Ohno, is 38.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's a speed skater. Good-looking human being. Naomi Campbell is 50. Morrissey is 61. Bernie Taupin, who wrote every single word of every Elton John song you've ever heard in your life, is 70 today. They used to write in two separate rooms. He would hand Elton the words, and then Elton would sit down and write the music. Nobody else has ever done it quite like that. Ted Kaczynski has never written a song. He's 78. He's the Unabomber. We are 30 days till Father's Day, 43 days till Independence Day, 108 days till Labor Day. So in other words, in 108 days, we hope there's some sort of sports, and we hope there's some football. We hope there's some baseball. Thanksgiving is 188 days away, and that's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. I was naive to think that there'd be at least an announcement, maybe even spring training starting by May 22nd, but that's not happening. Coming up in our TV segment, we're talking about the greatest summer songs of all time.
Spoiler alert, I've never heard of the number one song.
Yeah, me neither. But we've heard of this one, so we'll let you enjoy a couple of minutes of it. At 6:33, News Talk 93.1 FM. Good body every morning. Talk 93.1 FM at 6:34. I was on the phone with Goose last night. She went and did some therapy shopping, and she's looking for plants. So I tagged her with the Fitzpatrick Greenhouses page, and I said, man, I've got a sponsor up here that has the best plants. So why don't you browse that page and let me know what you want, and I'll pack up the car when I come down to visit. You know, this year continues to just... My good buddy Kathleen down there goes to the doctor for a regular checkup. Got to have heart surgery. They found an aneurysm. It's like one thing after another. Oh, Fitzpatrick Greenhouses has been our great escape, because when you walk out there amongst those three huge greenhouses packed with gorgeous plants, this week they're featuring a plant that hummingbirds love called the blue salvia. And 10-inch pots are just $12. You'll wonder when you see their selection, how they managed to do it to get such big blooms and such vivid colors, but they are. And you can literally reinvent the look of a patio or even the inside of your house. But they have, and by the way, my Better Boy tomatoes are finally showing. Got three little tomatoes growing. And it won't be long before we'll have something that I can put into a BLT here at the radio station. Nice. Everything that we purchase from there is thriving. So it's not only a place to get great value, cash and check only, but the drive out there and the drive back is relaxing, especially starting this weekend, today or tomorrow. Just take Vaughan Road, Highway 110 east past mile marker 22, and you'll see it about three or four blocks down on your left. Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, and you can look them up right now on Facebook.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Another gray start to the day, and there's fog in some areas. It's not widespread, but I think there'll be more clouds than sun today, but enough sun to get us up to around 90 for the high today. So here we go. Getting a little bit more humid, too. Scattered pop-up showers and storms like we had yesterday evening. Some of you had more than others, you know, especially the afternoon and evening, and then dying out at night, overnight low 69. I get to say that hundreds of thousands of times between now and September. High in the low 90s tomorrow, Sunday's high in the low to mid-90s. I think there'll be some pop-up storms around every day, right on through Memorial Day, including Memorial Day itself, which is Monday, high around 90. But your chances of seeing a storm are relatively small, but the chances that storms will be on the radar are 100%. There's going to be storms every single day, but probably you won't see one most days. That's the way it works. It's the odds. Not much change on Tuesday and Wednesday. Beach forecast, smaller rain chances, more like 20 to 30%. Highs in the low to mid-80s. Gulf water temperature now is pretty cool at 76, so probably you might need some liquid encouragement to do that. Right now this morning, cloudy skies. It's 69 at 638.
Here's a name that I haven't seen in a long time popping up because there's going to be a Lifetime movie, Lorena Bobbitt.
Oh, I know what she did.
Of course there's going to be a Lifetime movie.
Yeah. I mean, perfectly suited.
Ouch!
Good time to ouch right there.
It's hard to believe it's been 30 years.
Why don't you go poop in sales?
Since she over-circumcised her husband.
a little too much off the top.
We had him in our station.
Yeah.
We had two stations. He wasn't on our station. He was on the other one. You know, they pay him $3,000 just to have his sorry ass in front of a microphone.
Is that right?
Yeah. He was, of course, everybody that looked at him looked at, geez, yeah, I wonder what it's like down there.
Feel a little incomplete, do you?
But I will find out when this Lifetime movie will have a party.
Wait, his radio appearance, his guest appearance was $3,000?
Yes.
So if you wanted him on the radio, you had to pay him $3,000?
$3,000.
What in the...
Yeah.
Just jumped up.
You know, maybe... What's it worth getting it right there? Cut off?
Well, I suppose so.
And monetizing it that way. I mean... $3,000 just for a 1 hour. Of course, he received a lot of abuse from women.
Yeah, but it's still not worth it.
I would agree. In this pandemic, in these troubled times, having your penis cut off is not recommended.
And this thing is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Well, good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. If you are headed out to Selma this morning on Highway 80, when you get past the airport down around Burksville, we have a moderate crash. It is affecting outbound traffic, but mainly incoming traffic from Selma. If you're headed into town, it's going to be in your lane. Moderate crash. It's going to take them a little bit to get it cleared, so use caution there. More and more cars now on the boulevard. We're beginning to see a little congestion at several of the major intersections. I-65 and 85, light to moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. The 31s are busy sending traffic into Montgomery this hour. Use caution, buckle up, and let's be safe out there this morning. At Reinhardt Toyota, they have 0% financing available with approved credit on some models and no payments until summer. Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Expect increased traffic this holiday weekend and understand it may take you longer to reach your destination. It's more important to arrive safely than to arrive on time. The Vance Law Firm wants you to stay safe.
It's showtime.
All right, we're waiting to make our connection with Alabama Rising on CBS 8 and ABC 32. Let's listen to this guy in London. Apparently drunk, who says the lockdown should be strict.
Me personally, I think the way we're going, I know we're drinking beer, so it looks like we're saying what's good for us is not good for everyone else, but if we carry on the way we're going, I think we're going to have a major lockdown in 2 weeks, the way the restrictions are, and in 2 weeks I think we're going to see a massive rise in the deaths again. I think we should be more stricter like Spain, and none of us be allowed out.
Kind of an Owasa kind of twang to his voice.
I knew it was familiar when I stopped in the Owasa convenience store. Oh, we're getting a sneak preview in our headset.
Oh, Ryan knows.
Oh, my goodness.
But I bet Jalea's never heard it. We're hearing them commenting on Summer Breeze by Seals and Cross. California Girls by the Beach Boys are talking about it now. Might as well just... We can't really pull their volume up, folks, because they don't know. They're just speaking to themselves here.
And you never know what they're going
to
say.
And it's not fair to put them on the air when they don't know they're on the air.
We wouldn't like if they did that to us.
No, it would be awful.
By the way, we have the theme to Full House redone to Big House for Lori Loughlin, who's going to jail.
She's
and
gonna...
she's been trashing.
Put in a guilty plea or something like that.
Yeah, she's going to get 2 months. And the other one, I can't remember her name.
Dang it.
She ain't going to be so lucky. Because Loughlin at least pled guilty.
What is her name?
She may not even spend 2 months in there because they won't want her to get the coronavirus.
That dude's wife. It's William H. Macy's wife.
Starting your day the right way with Rising. It's 5:42. Summer is almost here, and Rolling Stone put together a list of the 55 best summer songs of all time. Some of the best include School's Out by Alice Cooper, Summer Breeze by Seals and Crofts, and California Girls by the Beach Boys. But the number one pick was I Like It by Cardi B, Bad Bunny, and J Balvin. We're going to bring in our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys. I'm sure you guys are the expert on the number one summer song. You should be, right?
I've never heard of the number one song ever in my life. Never.
Could we impose on Jalea to sing?
And I am not shocked.
Can you sing it? Song? Yeah, will you sing
yeah,
it?
Yeah, can we hear a little bit of it, please?
We're really trying to hang on to our ratings.
You can't sing more than 10 seconds.
You can't do more than 10 anyway.
Hey. Yeah, I'm going to blame it on copyright.
Well, Ryan was just singing Summer Breeze during the break.
Yeah, we heard that, by the way. And that was a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I know, right?
So maybe...
Do you recognize the song?
Just give us a Summer Breeze, Ryan. Go ahead.
Can you give us a little Summer Breeze? BMI is not going to charge
us. Better if you quit talking with all that hot air coming out of
you. Oh, man.
Getting out of the way early, that's all.
I'm going to miss you over Memorial Day weekend. I got to get a couple of jabs in.
We're not going to have
my number, text me.
We're not going to have him for 9 more days.
Really?
Yeah. So,
thank boy. God.
We won't have them to kick around anymore.
Really?
For 9 days.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Wow. My self-esteem will be up to here. I think the ultimate song for summer is The Boys of Summer by Don Henley.
And you not just to played be some of
that. I agree. Yeah. I cannot believe that one's not on the list.
Someone sing it. I don't know that song.
No.
It's a baseball song.
Yeah.
Baseball.
Yeah,
I heard you
that. That explains it.
Yeah. After the work, The Boys of Summer
is gone. That was pretty close.
Sounded just like he was in the room.
Wow. It's just like in concert.
Don Henley here?
Yeah.
California Girls by the Beach Boys. That's a classic.
Yeah, it is. But the Beach Boys are too easy. I think it's like whatever was popular when you had your first big summer romance, that's kind of where it becomes a focal point. So when you think of summer songs, you kind of connect it to. So who would like to go first on that?
California Girls by Katy Perry still applies.
Oh, okay.
Right? Okay.
All right. That's good.
Crickets?
That's good.
Right? No.
I like that song a lot.
Yeah? Yeah?
I'm looking at the list here, and I see some songs.
I got to go with Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus.
Oh, that's a good song, too. I like that one for sure.
I like number two. Number two is Dancing in the Streets.
Number two, let's see.
Martha and the Vandellas. But what is number four? I've never heard of Old Town Road by Lil Nas X.
You never heard of it?
How have you managed to not hear that song?
Even I know that one.
Oh, my gosh.
If it's not.
That was, it was like number one for 20 weeks.
Work over there in radio and have not heard this song.
This was a weatherman.
Yeah.
That's why.
You know, I
suppose, but I feel like you would still hear snippets of this. This song was everywhere.
Sing it.
Well, you know, nobody can go to a concert right now, so we may as well entertain. Jeez. I'll bring my banjo in Tuesday.
Mm.
And do a few things for you.
School's out. That's pretty good. Summer in the City.
Man, I'm surprised, like, no Jimmy Buffett songs are on here.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that are not necessarily Jimmy Buffett.
It's always summer in Margaritaville.
Yeah. Come Monday, there will be.
It's 5 o'clock.
See what he did there? Come Monday.
I do feel like this is a good mix, though, of songs from a couple different, I'd say, genres and time period.
Heat wave, that could be a good weather forecast.
Oh,
heat wave, okay,
yeah.
I can see that.
Summer in the City by Love and Spoonful, for our more mature viewers. Summer in the City by Love and Spoonful.
That's really a good one. Yeah. Hot Fun in the Summertime.
Hot Fun in the Summertime.
We did that the other day.
Awesome.
Yeah, right.
Again, both of these songs I don't know.
So Crystal Blue Persuasion.
If you heard it, you would know.
Crystal Blue Persuasion should be on this list. It is one of the greatest summer songs of all time.
It just has that, it absolutely, you make that connection between, you hear that song, it's soft, it's breezy. Tommy James.
How about Groovin' on a, Groovin'?
Groovin' on a Sunday afternoon always makes you feel like it's a summertime song.
Yeah. Tommy James, All right, there you go.
Are
you going to be...
a couple songs on here.
You gonna miss us, Ryan, for 9 days? You gonna miss us?
I'll miss you and Jay.
And Chase.
I'll find that answer.
Green River by Creedence Clearwater. That's another good one, too.
Oh, yeah. There you go. There you go.
And
we'll have to send you guys a postcard.
The producer says a song called Rap. I don't...
I like that.
No, he
said
wants
to go ahead and
rap
this one up.
Like, Vanilla Ice.
I see.
That's not what he said. Bye, guys. Have a good weekend.
See you later.
See ya.
If you want to hear more from our friends, be sure to tune into News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
That was a fun conversation. Even though we all feel like crap today. And how's Random Facts setting up there, old Jay?
I'm getting it all set up.
I haven't slept in 36 hours now.
Do I need to get more Random Facts? Do you know that we're going to have... We had a long stint of the timeline, and I didn't know if we're going to have a long stint of random facts.
Let me take a sneak preview of the next
I can prepare if that's the case.
It depends on how good we are at wasting time.
Oh, we're very good at that.
We have about the average, the normal amount.
Okay, well, then I'll just do the usual 11.
Here, I thought my buddy...
This dog is abusing me. Send him over to sales.
Poop on your floor.
Are you being abused by your dog? Spend all your time. Hasn't quite mastered the soft bite reflex yet.
He hasn't, by the way.
They will.
I mean, you saw him. I could lift him up with his grip on my finger the other day.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Hershey was like that when he was little, and so was Briscoe. Mr. Thing, Mr. Gub. Here I thought I was getting some insight from my buddy Paul Brown. We were talking about John Wayne Bobbitt. So he sends me a thing, and here it is, some insight on how they recovered his missing part.
Yeah.
He said, you know, they used a cadaver dog to recover the severed part for Bobbitt. They used a Cocker Spaniel.
Right.
Oh, man, I thought those jokes were over like 30 years ago, but nope.
No, they live on.
Cocker
they
Spaniel.
Live on. See. All right, enough of the sad crap.
Not a golden retriever. What?
Oops, I accidentally knocked off the Fox News replay. Make a note of that on the...
Oh, okay.
It's not recovered.
Chris Foster is going to be... really, really upset.
So we'll take you into the break with this ditty.
We're screaming toward the weekend.
This weekend is the unofficial start of summer.
Get away this Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, my God, I am already having a fantastic time.
Memorial Day Celathon.
We're going to turn this party around because I was born to be wild.
Born to be wild.
Well, it's Memorial Day weekend.
Right.
We're all going to be in bikinis.
Tell me if I should play golf this weekend.
Fantastic. I feel like a new man.
Isn't that a damn good reason to live it up today?
Born to be wild.
Let's get this party started.
Sure.
Holiday weekend.
Fantastic.
Let the party begin.
Yeah.
presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Keep your cool. Get a free Dixie cooler upon completion of your estimate. Visit calldixie.com for details.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Confidence. Peace of mind. A way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Took responsibility. 2 months in a big house, pleading guilty. Every day you wear
that arm,
there's nowhere,
there's no place,
no friends to run to. Every time you pee,
someone's watching.
Your cellmates will try to seduce you when you first get there, and you're on your own. Find the biggest girl.
Special sitcom. Bob is on the phone. Let's talk to him before we do the silly, cheap, and trashy.
I only have one question.
Yes.
Did that Bobbitt interview increase your viewership or listenership that day or no? Do you think? Was it worth $3,000?
It wasn't my station, so I don't know. You know, the station he was on targeted a younger audience, like 18 to 34 year olds. And it was a big topical item with them. So I would imagine, there's no way to know one specific day, but I would imagine it helped them, yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. Thank you.
Okay. And now.
Good question.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
I should make note that that was in the day before the big multi-thousand station-owning companies came into existence. And there was actually something in our business called competition, which lives here at Blue Water Broadcasting. I really hope we should take a moment and thank the buttery one for keeping it real here. Adam Sandler is not ashamed to go to a store and ask for tampons and wear a mask. He was pictured yesterday. Got an interesting article about Dr. Fauci, the 16 gigantic errors he's made in the course of this coronavirus. Okay. If you were watching John Krasinski's YouTube show, some good news. CBS Viacom bought it, but he's not going to be hosting it, so who cares?
He'll be producing it, but...
I like him. He's one performer I would go out of my way to watch, or at least make sure I DVR, because I like him. He's one of the most genuine people.
I mean, that was his decision.
Yeah, but...
to sell it and not be a part of it.
Come on, John. What else is going on? Because whatever you're in, it's John Krasinski. We can't get past that. You're the guy in the office. And that's great. Make a career out of it. What do I know? I'm just this is how desperate we are for new entertainment and competitions. CBS is airing a special called Haircut Night in America, where celebrities will cut their own hair. Jerry O'Connell and Rebecca Romaine.
Like the lettuce.
Well, it's not spelled like the lettuce.
No, it's not, but it's pronounced like the lettuce.
They don't give me a phonics guide. But
no, I know.
I wouldn't know her if I woke up next to her. I'm proud to be so unhip.
If you woke up next to her, it'd be awfully, like, how did you do that?
In fairness, though, she probably wouldn't know who I was.
She probably wouldn't.
HBO, those of you who are paying those monthly HBO premiums, Rich Thomas, spent $400 million to acquire Friends, yet a survey says it's only the third most popular thing on the network. There might have been a slight overpay there. Game of Thrones still is the number one program with HBO subscribers. Also, in the most watched TV shows of the 2019-20 seasons, keeping in mind that this most of this is pre-pandemic, want to cut out the top five? You guys up for that?
Sure, go for it.
Number five.
FBI. And that's an FBI without Ephraim Zimbalist Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Was fifth. It averaged 12.6 million viewers.
Number four.
Monday Night Football averaged 12.8 million viewers. That shouldn't count. These are not scripted, right. You know.
Yeah. Number three.
He said in a low voice, Thursday Night Football on Fox, NFL Network, 15 million viewers.
Number two.
NCIS, after all these years, still in the top two with 15 million on average. That's still down about 5 million per week from just a few years ago.
And number one.
Sunday Night Football. So football has three out of the top five. Blue Bloods, Chicago Fire, This Is Us, Young Sheldon and Chicago PD round out your top 10. See if there's anything else here. Diana Ross, she did the song I'm Coming Out, and I liked that tune. That was like around 1980.
Yeah.
She had no idea, though, what coming out meant
for
gay folks. And it's not that she regrets doing it. She just didn't know. She is featured in an interview that's going to be running... you know who wrote that song? Niall Rodgers from Chic.
Who
did a lot of those great disco tunes. Yeah. I guess the interview it doesn't say where you can see the interview.
Tough person to deal with.
Yeah, she's a bit of a diva. That's what I've always heard. I know a little bit. I don't know if you guys know this, but I used to work for Styx.
Styx!
I don't remember her being in Styx.
No, she wasn't in the band, but she. I learned a little bit about the concert business.
Were they singing about her in Babe?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
Lady?
But there were guys that were nationwide concert promoters, and we used to network with them. We had to. And they would give you the inside scoop on who the impossible people in the business were to work with. Her name came up rather frequently in those discussions.
Sure.
But what a fantastic singer, huh?
Oh, yeah.
6:58 will be live tomorrow morning here on News Talk 93.1 FM. Thanks to the Turner family, Donnie and Brandon Turner. And we urge you, we are up to 46 accidents just between 6 and 9 in the morning and 3 and 6 in the afternoon. The only rain I saw was going home yesterday, and it wasn't that bad. I think people are just... Everybody's head is so filled with concern, fear, worry. Things are happening. If you're in a wreck, the least you should get at the end of it is a car that looks as good as new, maybe better. And that's what you will get when you take your vehicle to Montgomery Paint and Body. Four decades into the business, state-of-the-art technologies, talented people, but a business ethic that is second to none. And that is, we fix it all or we don't want to fix the car. We want to do everything and do it right. That's the standard they've held, and that's why they're the best in the business in the River Region. MPB on the Boulevard at East Hurley Lane, 27 Rec with a W. Call ahead to make an appointment if you need your car to be, what's the word for that process when they...
Assessed?
Assessed, yeah. Okay.